Again, so I'm going to go through sugyas, major sugyas. I think the title was major sugyas, but it's going to be major sugyas on the Parsha. So this week, I want to discuss a topic related to Rashi, very beginning of Parsha's Chayei Sarah. And there's a famous Rashi tells us why Sarah's life and years were delineated, that Vayu Chayei Sarah, number one, Me'a Shana, Ve'esim Shana, Ve'sheva Shana. 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. The reason why Shana was repeated because there was a certain message idea with each of the sections, the units of her life. Each unit was meant to be darshaned independently. When she was 100, she was like she was 20 years old. In what regard? Just like a bas esim, a 20-year-old girl that hadn't sinned. Somebody who's 20 years old is not subject to punishment. We're taught in the Medrash that Kares only kicks in when a person's over the age of 20. Under the age of 20, one is not subject to the Isser Kares, Mises Bita Shemaim of some sort. So therefore, just like a 20-year-old, in essence, she or he is free of sin because they can't be punished. So that's what she was even at 100 years old. So 20 years old is the age of Bar Onshin. That's what Rashi teaches us. So the Mizrahi there in Rashi points out that this seems to go against the Shita of the Rambam. If you read just the bold in number 2, the Mizrahi quotes the Rambam, Kasser Rambam Perek Rishon de Hilchos Bia, it's really Hilchos Isure Bia, in quotes, Kol Isha Asura Min Ha'arayos Im Ha'yisami Bas Shalosh Shonam V'yom Echad L'mala. If a girl is over the age of 3, whereby although she's not chayv in punishment, but she's considered a Bia at that age, Gadol Haba aleha, if the man is a gadol, chay misa o kares o malchus. He's chayiv, either he's chay misa, depending on which araya erva it is, chayiv kares or malchus. So says the Mizrahi, a stam gadol, how does one define the age of a gadol? A gadol is 13 years old. A boy who's a mature, who's gadol is 13. Mishia gila chla onshin. Kidikasiv biperek sheni de hilchos ishus. So how come when it comes to chayiv kares, as mentioned the Rambam, a gadol, a 13-year-old, is chayiv kares? We just said, Rashi, you have to be 20 years old to be chayiv kares, not 13. So Mizrahi is a chiddush how to read the Rambam. Mizrahi suggests, yesh lomar, when the Rambam says gadol, he's not talking about kares. Kares, you have to be 20. He's only chayiv going on the malchus that you're 13. Look what he writes, yesh lomar, the chayiv kares, the kamar, haynu l'chayiva bebezdin shel mata malchus. Even though it says kares, but the klal is kol chayave krisos lokin v'netar midei krisos. What that means is as follows. The person eats chaylev, for example, b'mezid. A person who eats chaylev is chayav kares. But if a person receives malchus by bezdin, instead, the malchus exempts him from his kares. That's the halacha. So when the Rambam says that a gadol is chayav kares, it doesn't really mean a gadol is chayav kares. He means a gadol is a chayiv malchus who will exempt him from kares. But really when it comes to kares, even the Rambam will agree, you have to be the age of 20. That's a big chiddush in reading the Rambam. Doesn't seem pashup shot, and we'll read what we think pashup shot in just a second. Yes?
The person who's not yet 20 is chayiv kares. Does it kind of hang there until he's 20?
According to this stage, it doesn't hang there. It doesn't exist. His avera was a non-avera, non-action. And he's pater lagamre. So the Mizrahi reads...
Even without Malchus,
exactly. So look at the Rambam number 3. It doesn't seem this way. The Rambam writes, Kol Isha Asura Me'elu, all the arayos listed, Im Ha'isa Bas Shloshanim V'yom Echad, which is 3 years old, Umala V'gadol Haba'aleh Chai Misa, O Karis, O Malchus of Hoop Heptura, Elim Kain Haisa Gadola. So the Gadol, the age of the boy, is going on Chiyamisa, going on Chiyav Karis, and going on Chiyav Malchus. It doesn't seem that's only qualifying Malchus, it's qualifying even Karis, that the age of 13 for a boy and the age of 12 for a girl is a Chiyav Karis. So it comes out, and we'll get to the Rambam Shita later on, there's a Machlokis. I'm not going to learn like the Mizrahi and others don't either. There's a machlokes, what age is a person chayiv kares? Rashi holds 20, and the Rambam holds the age of 13. And to say it differently, 13. 13. The age of 13. The stam gadol in all of Shas is always 13. The Rambam doesn't say 20 in the halacha here. It says gadol. A gadol is a 13-year-old. So it goes against everything we were taught to up until this point in life. We always taught 20. This Rashi says you need to be 20 for Bar Yonchin. Rambam clearly argues to say that the age of 13 for a boy and the age of 12 for a girl is chayv karis. So that's a machlokas, Rashi Rambam. And we're going to go through several nafka means between Rashi and the Rambam. Now just to put it in a little bit different angle before we go ahead is, Rambam seems to lump together a chiv karis with chiv misa, misa's bezdin. The same halachas. I mean, misa's bezdin, one has to be 13 to be chayv skila, to be chayv sreifa. Karis is just a different type of misa's bezdin. Bezdin aren't the ones who are implementing it, but the misa b'dishamayim, the karis, is taking on the same halachas as Mises Bezdin. The only difference is the punishment is coming from Shemayim, not from Bezdin. But all the halachas we're going to see from the Rambam are the same exact as what you need for Skila, what you need for Sreifa. So for example, would you think you need a Hasra'a for Kares? For Hasra'a, when it comes to Mises Bezdin, Skila, Sreifa, Perek Chanek, the individual needs to be warned, don't do that or you'll be Chayv Skila. Don't do that, or you'll be chayv sreifa. You need hasra for Mises Bezdin, but what an edim as well. But what about kares? Does kares require hasra or not?
And
edim. So we'll see in a second. Hasra and edim, but edim is not really discussed. But the Rambam says you do need edim. But let's look. It's of course a machlokas between the Rashi and the Rambam. We all would think, why would you need hasra for, right? So not necessarily true. No, we are taught that in a situation of you think on Shabbos a guy's chayv skila for edim hasra. If there's no edim hasra, he should be chayv karis. So that's not true. If there are no edim, you chayv karis, but you might still need the hasra. So that's an open question. So let's see inside the Rashi and the Rambam who argue whether you need hasra. Why shouldn't he hasra? Because what's the point of hasra? I need to know whether you did this on purpose or not. Bezdin needs to know. Was it b'shogeg or was it b'mezim? That's one shot. I'm not giving the other one. But one shot is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need to know whether he did it. He knows already. There's no need for hasra to clarify whether it's shogeg or b'mezim.
I thought
hasra was
maybe the guy doesn't know.
Is that shogeg or b'mezim? He's shogeg. If he's warned, now he knows and he did it anyways. To be fair, just on this point, since you're asking, the other pshat in Hasra, Rav Soloveitchik explained, Hasra wasn't for Bezdin to know whether it was shogeg or mezid. For the man, not for the man, a little bit, but he says it's to make the maisa a greater, more chamerdik avera. I mean, if I do an avera, it's a bad thing. If you warn me and I do it in the face of the Hasra, that's a much worse So the Rambam, rather, the Tosos in Sanhedrin, Rav Soloveitchik learns Hasra is a din in the Maisa, not a din in Bezdin. That's another shot, but let's try to keep, we can go back and forth, but to keep it in the nice, clean thread, in the angle of Kares, whether Kares is a Mises Bezdin or not, or type of Mises Bezdin, Rashi writes in number 4 as follows. We're pulling this out of a Rashi. It's in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Amud Beis. Rashi writes, reading the bold, Karis doesn't need a hasra. There's no need for hasra. Hashem knows whether he did it b'shogeg or b'mezid. But the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos clearly argues in Mitzvos Lo Sase Samech Aleph, the Rambam writes, Kol ma shi'eschaiva love kares, O Malkus, O Mises Bezdin, Lo yeschaivu ki im be'edim u'basra. All those three listed, whether Karis, whether Malkos, or whether Mises Bezdin, all three categories require both Edim and Hasra. But Rashi says Karis does not need Hasra. What's the Machlokas? I think it could go back to what we just said before. Rashi holds, what is the age of Karis? 20. Very different than a Stam Mises Bezdin, which is 13. Karis is a very different type of a Misa. It does not fall under the same halachas, the same requirements as Sreifa, Skila, Sreifa, and Herik, and Chenek. Therefore, just like Rashi holds, it's the age of 20, he could also, there's no need for Hasra. Hasra is only necessary for Mises Bezdin. The Rambam, on the other hand, is Lishitasa as well. He says the age of Karis is 13, It's no different than Sreifa, no different than Skila, no different than Herik and Chenek. So too, you require Hasra, just like Hasra is necessary for Mises Bezdin and Malkos, Karis too requires Hasra. Now take a look at an interesting machlokis in the Rambam and the Ravid. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. For Rashi, in Rashi's world, just like you don't need Hasra, Rashi would also say you don't need Edom. But in the Rambam's world, who requires Hasra, the Edom, it's not for Hashem. It's for the Maisa Veira of some sort. Excellent. And there are many Rais in the Rambam, not for now. The Rambam holds, it's based in Reb Chaim, and the Rambam writes in by Edom Zomim, he has his line that the Hasra is a din in the Maisa for the Rambam, and it actually works out very nicely for the Shita Sarama.
It may be that Hasra is for the man himself to make him think about it.
To do a chant of tshuva. A chant of tshuva. It could be. There might be a Rashi like this in Ksubis.
It doesn't matter if it's Hashem knows.
Right. Yeah, it could be a chance for him to do tshuva. There might be a Rashi in Ksubis that might indicate something like this. Very good. Look at this Rambam Ravid in number 6 in Hilchos Mila. The Rambam writes, I read from the beginning here. Ein malin beno shel adam, we don't give a bris milah to a son. Shalom edaito. Elam kein avar v'nimna lamula, meaning the father, you can't give the son a bris milah, unless the father refuses to. Then nimna lamula shebezdin malin also bal karcha. Then Bezdin has to intervene, and Bezdin gives the milah to the child. Nisalim Bezdin, if Bezdin somehow, it escapes them, they don't do it. V'lo malin also. Then the boy himself, kishi yigado, when he becomes a bar mitzvah boy, and he's capable, responsible, who chayv lamulat atzmo, the chiv falls on him. V'chol yom v'yom sheyavur alav, mishi yigado. Every day that passes, and he doesn't give himself a milah, lo yom mulat atzmo, harehu mevatil mitzvah. Okay, then the Rama writes, aval eino chayv kareis, ad sheyomus hu aril b'mezid. The only time Karis kicks in is when he dies, and then he does it willingly, b'mezid. He refuses to give himself a bris milah, then he dies. We'll get to what Karis is, because it's funny. He's dead. Where's the Karis kicking in? We'll define Karis a little bit later, but you can't get Karis prior to death for the Rambam. So hard to wrap your head what he means exactly. What? In this case, bris milah is unique because it's a mitzvah asay as opposed to all the other cases. Well, Karim Pesach and milah are the only asays with Karis. The classic examples are los asays of Karis.
What are the ramifications of Karis?
We're going to get to exactly what Karis means in just a second. But now look at the Raiva. The Raiva is actually going to open our eyes up to a certain understanding of the Rambam that will go to Shitasa. Look at number 7 now. The Rambam, the Ravid rather writes number 7 on the top page, number 2. Aval eino chayv karis ad shiyamus v'chule. That's the Rambam shita. Kaser Ravid zal amar Avram. Ein bezet tavlin. That means there's no spice. There's no understanding to the shita of the Rambam. V'chi mishum hasra safek potuno so min hashemayim. So hasra safek is a little bit of a tricky concept. You could look at the Kesem Mishnah on your own if you want to just figure out how these things work. I'm trying to oversimplify things just because it's easier. Hasra Safek is tricky. But in essence, the Ravid is understanding the Rambam. Why is there no Karis before he dies? Every other Karis, the guy eats Chaylev, he's Chayv Karis now. Why by Bris Milah is he not Chayv? So the Ravid says because the Rambam requires Karis, rather requires Hasra by Karis like we said. Hasra is not practical by Mila. Hasra is only practical, don't eat the chalev and he eats it right away. To say, give yourself a bris mila, he's got the rest of his life to give himself a bris mila. It's only if the action's going to happen right away after the hasra. But he does, if there's a shevi al tase, he's passive, doesn't give a mila, there's no proper hasra. Again, don't be machal Shabbos, don't kill that person, don't eat chalev, the action must take place right away. A non-action doesn't fall into the category of Hasra. So again, it's a little tricky, but that's hopefully simple enough. So the Rambam requires Hasra, and therefore then says you can't give Hasra for mitzvah asay. Karis only kicks in when he's dead. But the Ravid says, no, you don't need Hasra. Karis doesn't require Hasra. He holds every single day the child doesn't have a meal. He's chayv Karis today, and tomorrow, and the next day. There's a chayv Karis that lingers because you don't need Hasra. for Karis, according to the Ravid, just like he holds like Rashi. So this one nafkamina, whether or not we'd categorize Karis like a Mises Bezdin and requires age of 13, Hasra, or it's a whole other type of Misa, the age of 20, and there's no need for a Hasra. There's a concept that comes up a few places in Shas called Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Ein Onshin Min Hadin means you cannot apply a Kal V'Chomer, you cannot use a Kal V'Chomer to apply a punishment. So for example, the Gemara talks about one of the arayos is a bas bito, a granddaughter. So asks Gemara, why didn't you say bito? As obvious, if a granddaughter is one of the arayos, kal vachomer, a daughter is one of the arayos. But the pasuk has to be explicit to include even a daughter as one of the arayos, because ein onshin min adin, we cannot use a kal vachomer to apply a punishment. Now I'll rattle off just a few interesting reasons why. The two basic reasons. One reason is because Shema Yesh Pircha. There might be a flaw. What might seem obvious to me and you as a Kal V'Chomer, there might be a mistake. It seems pretty obvious if a granddaughter is us or certainly a daughter is, but we're only human. And since Kal V'Chomers can be made by us, as opposed to Gzer Shavas cannot be made by us, Gzer Shava only is used from a Misora, but Kal V'Chomers you and I can make, there might be a flaw, human error. So we can't trust when a Kal V'Chomer when it comes to applying a punishment. To kill someone based on my Kal V'Chomer, ein onshin adin, shema yesh pircha. That's the klal. The other reason is that maybe the punishment is far worse and doesn't deserve the kapara. A granddaughter, I know we're talking about strange things, obviously, but a granddaughter, that's not as bad of a erva, and therefore the punishment of a sreifa, I think it is. But a daughter, which is a worse type of an erva, maybe they don't deserve the kapara. So we can't apply a onish with kapara through a Kal V'Chomer unless the Torah tells us otherwise. Those are the two basic reasons. There's a third reason. This is not for now, but I'm going to share it anyways. I know this is not a machshava shir, but I love machshava, love chassidus, and let's incorporate it if we can once in a while. Rav Yosef Engel, who is a beautiful number of svarim, we lost many of the svarim, but one of the svarim he has is called Lekach Tov. It's somewhat of an encyclopedia. We don't have the entire set. And he has one entry on Ein Onshin Min Hadin. And he explains another svara based on Kabbalah, based on Chassidus, that Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Mi'atzmo, a person cannot make his own Gzeir Shava, but a person may make his own Kal V'Chomer. So he says, those different midas is a question of Chesed versus Gvura. Gvura and Din is something more limited. Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak is Gvura and Din. It's limited. Judgment. Ein adam dana d'gzer shav me'atzmo, and Kal V'Chomer is what's called chesed. Chesed is to expand something, to show love. Kal V'Chomer, you're expanding, is chesed. It's a stira to use the chesed of Kal V'Chomer to apply a punishment. That's what Rav Yosef Engel writes. A very nice idea. Not for now, but just a little food for thought and more to say on that topic. But let's go bring it back to the halach and the lamdas for a moment. Ein onshin min hadin. So Ein Onshin Min Hadin applies to Mises Bezdin. What about Kares? Would you apply Ein Onshin Min Hadin to Kares? Would you say you could apply a Kal V'Chomer to implement Kares, to say that Kares in this particular case, would that work? Then asking me it would be if a person gets Malkus instead, would that be effective? So can we apply Kal V'Chomer for a Kares or not? So here we have a Machlokas, Tosfos and Tosfos Rush.
My question is, can we apply Kal V'Chomer for Malkus?
No, well, for Kares, and then that would carry on to Malkus. Meaning, the fact that we say Karis doesn't make a difference. We're not giving Karis anyways. It might have an effect on Kimle, but the Rabbi Minei, that when there's a Chiv Karis, it would exempt the person from Tashlumim, and another one, Malkus, as well. But where do you say Onshin Min Hadin by Karis? So take a look inside number 9. The Tosfos Rush writes, in Kedushin Dafn and Zayin Mabez, reading the bold, Afa Gavde Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Normally, we cannot use a Din, a Kal V'Chomer, to apply an Onesh, Hainu Onish Bezdin, but when it comes to Karis, we actually can utilize a Kal V'Chomer. We would say Shapir Onshin Min Hadin by a Karis. No, I just said Kim Levit Rabbi. A guy eats Chaylev and he eats someone else's Chaylev. Reuven ate Shimon's Chaylev. So he's Chayev Karis, but he also owes Reuven Shimon money. Does he have to pay? We say Kim Levit Rabbi by Karis. So now let's say we have some other Kal V'Chomer. No, because Kimle B'Drabi Minei means if I'm Chayv or Reuven's Chayv Misa, he's Pater from Tashumim. If he's Chayv Karis, he's also Pater from Tashumim. Kimle B'Drabi Minei, Risha Achas Mechayiv Aviyata Chayiv Shtei Rishos. There's a Gemara in Eilon Aris. So now let's say Beis Din makes a Kal V'chomer, that this case is Chayiv Karetz, whatever that case is, and he causes a monetary damage at the same time. Would we say it's Chayiv to pay the Nezek or not? If we say you could apply Karetz to own it through Din, he'd be Potter. If you can't apply Karetz to Kal V'chomer, he'd be Chayiv Tashlum. That would be an example where it's relevant. Now look at number 10, Tosus, who argues. Tosus and Chul and Fuf Tes Vavam and Beis write, the Karis Gufei Lo Shayich Lemelef She'ein Onshin Madin, even by Karis. So this is interesting. Machlokas. Yeah, Machlokas. So one way to explain this is, based on the svaras I told you earlier, why do we say Ein Onshin Madin? If it's because Shema Yesh Pircha, there's maybe a flaw in my logic, well then by Karis, it's not, I'm not the one giving it. Let there be a flaw, that's fine. But if it's about kapara, so the Rav Yosef Engel talks about this, not for now. I want to talk about karis. Is karis Mises Beis Din or not? If you assume karis is like a Mises Beis Din and the age of 13 and it needs hasra, then you should apply the same limitation of Ein Onshin Madin like every other Mises Beis Din, like Sreifa and Skila and so on. But if you assume like Rashi that karis is very different, it's a different category, it's a different age of 20, there's no need for hasra, then you would also say the halachas are different. You maybe can apply onshin medin to the world of karis. Now let's look at the shita of the Rambam. Actually, no. Before that, what is the definition of karis? So we were taught growing up, and it's true. There are many sources. The Medrash and Rashi. What's the definition of karis? What does karis mean? What's the punishment of karis? What?
Several.
Okay. So which ones? Right, okay, very good. So one is not having children or living.
Another is that your neshama won't go to wherever your neshama's
gone. Okay.
And the third,
third one is someone said they'll die early. So that's just.
You die before
60. Exactly, exactly.
Except for 52.
Right, 52 is Shmuel, exactly. The Gemara and Taina. So very good. So let's break it down. There's a machlokis in Shabbos daf chafei. Rashi defines karis as ariri, not having children or losing their children young, Rahman al-Atslan. And Tosa says, no, it means that the person himself will die early, either 50 or 60. It brings different Gemaras, Yushalmis, and Babas. So what's the machlokas, whether Karis is about children dying early or the person himself dying
early? There's no equality in the punishment. You die, but if you don't have children for years and years and years, it's a terrible thing.
Right, so I think what you're alluding to is, if you want to say Kares is like another Misa, like Shreifa, like Herig, like Skila, then the person himself to die the age of 50, the age of 60. That's what Tosas writes. Kares is the age of 50, the age of 60. But if you say it's this whole other Chiddush, a new type of punishment, but it's not a Misa, it's with the children, with the person's Ariri, which is of course a terrible thing, but that's not a Misa. That's because Rashi learns Kares is not a Misa's Beis Din. It's a different type of Onish. The age is different. There's no continuity, but it's not a Misa of the person himself. Misa of Shreifa, of Skila, the guy himself is dying. Karis is not. Exactly. The person himself. Karis is something other than the person,
yeah,
which is in the...
But here it's much worse.
Yeah, in a Hanami. But we see at least the Onish is different than a regular Misa, which would then open up the discussion to it, not needing Hasra, a different age, and all the other Nafkinis we discussed, Onshim and Adin. Yes. Good question. Yeah, that self indicates a difference, but even though it's a karis, it might still take on the halachas of Mises Beis Din, like we've been seeing in the Rambam L'Shitaso, that the age of 13, the need for Asra, the different avenue, different source of where the Misa comes from, but in the end of the day, it does carry on many of the characteristics of a Mises Beis Din. While for Rashi, it doesn't have to fall into that category at all. It's a whole other type of onish to talk of. Now, the Rambam himself, however, we are running out of time. Wow. Okay, so we'll finish with this. The last page, really interesting stuff. Just on your own, I guess, some homework to do. But the Rambam himself in Perish Mishnayos number 13 on Sanhedrin does admit, actually, that Karis is the age of 20. Look at the last line in the bold, the number 13. Ela shenemar lanu b'kabbalah she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu manish b'karis ela acher esim shana, after 20 years... We just saw up the Rambam, the age of a gadol, which is 13. There's a steer in the Rambam. And there are many Midrashim also that clearly indicate the age of 20. The Rashi didn't make this up on Parsha. Rashi's quoting Midrashim, that the age of 20. So the Rambam ignores all of this. So look what the Chassam Sofer writes in number 14, Chelek Beis Yardaya, Simon Kufnin. Hey, we'll read the whole Chassam Sofer here. Lefinius Daiti, Kilo Nemru Shirum Halalu B'Midrashos, Shebnei Esim Nasu B'Nei Onshin Lamala. These Midrashim that speak of the age of 20 for Karis were only mentioned Be'Onshin Al Chatoim Hamuchudoshim L'Shab, that were just there for a short period of time. Kigon Onshe Dor Hamad Amidbar, Chain Besara Nemar Bas Esim Kibas Zayin Our Rashi Blochet. That was all Kodim Matan Torah. Have vakol etzlo kimitzah sichlias. All the mitzvahs that they did were mitzvahs that were sensible, that were kind of societal, cultural, kirave aim, whatnot, the murder, all those were sichlios, but not part of the Torah. And that's where he said, al zen nem rushim halalu, the age of 20. Kodim matan Torah. The Rambam agrees to the age of 20, kodim matan Torah. Aval on shea Torah, after the Torah is given, then it changes. Ein shum chilek. Kishirim halacha Moshe Sinai, it changed. Bein lemalkos, bein lekarbon, I'll add bein lekaris, uben yud gimel, shehevi beisaros, shavu lechol onshim shabbator, ve'ein tzarach lefnim. You don't need to require further understanding. We have 2 minutes. I really want to get to this, guys. We're going to do it, okay? We're going to run through very, very quickly. I'll say most of it outside. Now, karis is the chayv for 20 for Rashi's world. The Maharal asks, right, even after Matan Torah, Maharal asks a question. Wait a second. If Karis is Chayiv 20, and we know when a person's Chayiv a carbon chatas, a chatas parallels Karis. If a person eats chalev, b'mezid is Chayiv Karis, b'shogeg is Chayiv a carbon chatas. Everybody agrees, even Rashi, the age of 13 year old he eats chalev b'shogeg is Chayiv a chatas. Ask the Maharal, why for a chatas does Rashi say 13, but for Karis you have to be 20? Shouldn't they both be the same? For the Rambam, it's okay, because both Karis and Chatas are 13. But for Rashi, how is it that Chayiv Karis is 13 and Chayiv Karis is 20? That's the question he asks. The Chacham Tzvi says, I'll say it outside, is there are two halachas. Even though there's a certain parallel between Chatas and Karis, the halacha is not the same. They're two different halachas. There's one connection that whatever your Chayiv Karis, your Chayiv Chatas, but they're not the same halacha. So one's 20, one's 13, I'm fine with that, says the Chacham Tzvi. Now, the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, the Kloizenberger, says, I'll give you a tam, a reason why that's the case. Because when it comes to a guy who's Chayiv Kares, he does something willingly. He did it b'mezid. He needs a das shlema. He needs a full comprehension of what's going on. A guy who's Chayiv Kares did it b'shogeg, accidental. The level of das for shogeg is much lower. So for a shogeg, a 13-year-old who has low-level das, that's enough to be Chayiv Achatas because it's a shogeg. But for a guy to be Chayiv Kares, you need to have Das Shlema. You'd be 20 years old. You have to be older. That's the Svara of the Kloizenberger. Now I'm on fire. We're going to go. We're over time. I feel bad. Whoever's waiting, we got 30 seconds to finish this up. Now he asks the question, wait a second. Nadav v'Avihu asked the Chida. They were killed before the age of 20. Ah, the Chayiv Kares. How could that be? So he says, he doesn't quote the Kloizenberger. He came before the Kloizenberger. But he says the same idea. Even though they were under 20, they had a Das, a maturity of over the age of 20. They had the Das Shlema, and therefore they're Chayiv. We don't care about the actual age. We care about the Das. And that's why they were Chayiv. And one last thing, the Chida elsewhere, in the number 18, and we'll finish with this, he says another reason why Nadav v'Avihu were Chayiv. Not because they had a Das Shlema necessarily, but because the times of the Mishkan, the Shechina came into the world. And therefore the Shechina came to the world, he worked under the Beis Din Shemata, different rules now, and Beis Din Shemata works with 13. Kares, that's on Beis Din Shemayim, 20. But the moment the Shechina came down, we changed to a Beis Din Shemata, and then the age changed from 20 to 30, in which case, Nadav v'Avihu, were Chayiv Misa. Everybody have a wonderful day.